Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on September 16th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com. And producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning, Joe. It's my last show.
Yeah.
It's my last show for, you know, until I go on vacation.
I'm gonna be so lonely.
Oh, no, you're not. I already told you. I lined up a bunch of great co-hosts for you, and we got a lineup of great guests next week, and you are going to be in good hands.
I am excited.
And I can go away and not worry about a thing.
Yes. Wonderful. And, of course, it's happy Mexican Independence Day to you.
Yay! Happy Mexican Independence Day. Who did they become independent from? Was that Spain?
That was Spain in 1821.
Look at you checking out your, an almanac or a calendar or what is it?
Yeah. I had a client last night. I was driving for Uber last night. And she was talking about how, you know, her and her friends, they never celebrate Cinco de Mayo. That's for the media.
Oh.
That her big deal is today.
So let me ask you something. Do you just like to work all the time? I mean, you got this podcast.
Right,
You got your regular software engineering job.
Right.
You drive for Uber when you got a few minutes in between, and you're growing microgreens.
And I'm growing microgreens. Oh my God. We ordered 12 racks, 5 feet wide. So that's 60 feet of linear growing space times four, because there's four levels, 240 linear feet of growing space. And 12 racks and 24 lights. So we are ready to go. They're all going to be delivered in the next few days, and I'm excited.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll tell you. I don't know how you do it. You keep busy.
Yeah. The growing, that's microgreens. Just look it up. It's the future of food. I already have an order from R10.
Oh, exciting. We love R10.
Yes. It's style. It's nutrition. There's so many things going on.
Delicious.
It's delicious.
Yes.
And speaking of style, you know, Jackie, I've never been very stylish. I need to dress.
That's not true.
What?
You wear hats.
Yes, I do.
That's very stylish.
I do.
You know, hats went out when John Kennedy became president.
What? Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hats went out. He was the first president not to wear a hat at his inauguration.
Oh.
And ever since then, hats for men have been, gone out of style. But if you're wearing a hat, that's very fashionable.
It's very functional as well. Mm. I love my hat. Mm. It's an Indiana Jones hat.
I know.
I bought it at Disneyland. It's my prized possession.
It's very dashing. It's very fashionable.
Well, we need to talk to more people that know a lot about fashion, don't we, Jackie?
Yeah, we do.
I wish we had a guest who...
Joe, we do.
We do? Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Kachita Hines, founder of Style on the Spot. Now, Style on the Spot is a style revamp company started by Kachita. As a local entrepreneur, Kachita works with businesses on local branding and fashion. She's a beauty informant with years of experience as a fashion consultant, empowering and educating women in their fashion decisions by finding solutions to their congested closets. Kachita has previously reported and hosted for NBC, MGM HD, and BET, and has handled marketing for MGM Movie Studios and Netflix. Style on the Spot looks to empower female business owners in their branding and visual presence. Now, Joe, this morning, Kachita is going to fill us in on Style Crawl. It's hashtag Style Crawl, all one word, which is going to take place on Sunday, September 18th in downtown Manhattan Beach. Welcome to the program, Kachita. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to join you.
Thank you so much.
And my pleasure. And hats are very fashionable, so I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I guess, you know, when it comes to style, Kachita, I mean, there are so many messages out there. There's the targets, you know, their target ads are playing every, you know, 10 minutes during daytime television. They're really targeting daytime television, and they are interesting and kind of bouncy, but I'm not sure that's style. Kachita, let's start with this. What is style?
Well, style, I believe, can be a representation of someone's personality. It's a look into someone's soul, into their thoughts, their feelings. A lot of times what people wear is they're trying to express something. So it's a form of expression. I always love the saying, fashion is art and you are the runway. I am a believer that, the first impression is what people see. You can't help that. That's just a part of human nature. And so that's a big thing for me is, you know, it goes way back to growing up and my mom and her always telling me in her very strong Puerto Rican voice, you know, you never know who's watching you. So always look your best. So she always tell me to look your best because it's true. You know, what you present is a big part of who you are.
That's right. And you know something? You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
That's a great.
Absolutely.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do believe, obviously, you know, in my world of working in corporate America, you know, style has many different meanings, and most of them relate to power and money. Of course, the suits are the guys that are going out to sell. But as a software engineer, we wear pretty much anything we want to work, as long as it, you know.
I'm envisioning khakis and polo shirts.
Yeah, at least maybe I wear t-shirts all the
t-shirts.
Time.
Wow,
I love that.
You know, it's so interesting. Years ago, when I was in the corporate world, and this was back east. I worked in New York, and we wore the power suits, we wore stockings, you know, very, very structured.
And that's so true. Fashion and some, you know, at some point has been almost like a uniform where you were expected to wear shirt pieces. But I think a lot of that has changed. And I think we're going to see that continue to change where the younger generations are so much more expressive with what they wear. I mean, I'm sure you see it when you're out in public or even just when they go to work. It's very different than what I was, growing up, what I was expected to wear, you know, at that first job. I would never have walked in, you know, wearing jeans. And that now, you know, if you're wearing expensive jeans, it's considered, oh, this is nice. I'm dressed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And Kachita, there is a difference also geographically speaking, as opposed to, you know, like places like New York, Chicago, their dress codes are a lot different than California, especially Southern California.
Yes. Yes, you know, I've experienced that firsthand. I would say in probably every workplace I have been in, you know, I really do love to pride myself on looking my best. And for example, you know, I'm also kind of, I've got a little bit of a tech geek in my heart too. So I feel you. But I would, for instance, when I was at Netflix, I would go to work and people would constantly comment on how nice I looked or just be so surprised that I was dressed up. And
yeah.
I didn't come to work basically in, you know, pajamas or my sloppy weekend clothes. But that's the way I looked at it was, well, you know, I also think you can, it's easy to dress for, I do believe that, dress to impress, but also to, if, you know, if I wanted, for me, I was looking at it as, if, okay, if I'm in a management level, I should, if I'm coming in looking sloppy, how are people going to respect me? So
yes,
it's very interesting how that kind of can be perceived.
I think that's a key. I think, you know, I'm impressed. Your website is styleonthespot.com, yes?
It is. Yes, it is.
Styleonthespot.com. And I love, I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
I love the very initial message because it speaks to me as a mathematician. 80% of the time, you wear only 20% of your closet.
Oh, that's so true.
Yep.
And that is
it,
so
it,
true.
And I find that, you know, I have clients from all ages, and not just women, I have men clients as well, where I have not been into one person's closet or helped one person where they truly only wore 20% of their closet. And beyond that, I'm really big on giving people homework before I get there. And then while I get there, I help them kind of ramp through that closet as fast as possible. But also, you know, we as people find almost personal connection to pieces of clothing sometimes. So whether it's, oh, I wore this on the first date with my husband or, you know, this is my, I actually had a woman once who, she was a wonderful, wonderful mom. And we were digging in her closet and in the very back of her closet, there were all these baby diaper bags. And I was like, wait a second, I thought you only had one daughter. And she's like, I do. Her daughter was 15 and
right.
She'd been holding on to those and never let them go.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's something that a lot of us do. And, you know, a big part, I believe, is in giving back to the community. And so many people have so much clothing they never wear. And there's so many people who need clothing and who are left without.
Oh, Kachita, after the show, you have to come over to my house. No, I'm serious. You know, I've never heard that phrase before. I'd never heard that number,
80%
of the time people wear only 20% of what's in their closet. That is so
yep.
true for me. That is so true for me. I have my go-to slacks. I have my go-to jacket. I have my go-to great white shirt. You know, I've got these go-to things. And, oh, my goodness,
yeah.
this is so interesting because I'm still stuck in that, you know, Memorial Day, Labor Day thing. I don't wear white,
yep.
certain white before Memorial Day, after Labor Day. So Labor Day weekend, at the end of Labor Day weekend, I take all of my summer wardrobe out and I put it in the spare bedroom closet and I take all
yeah.
of my winter stuff out. And when I did that this season, as I was going through it, I realized I hadn't worn most of those clothes this summer.
Yeah. No. And, you know, guilty. We're all guilty as charged there because it's very easy to get into a rut and then ignore one half of your closet or more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a big part of the other thing too, I would say actually, is most people have too much of one thing. And, you know, you hear often, oh, I only wear black. So it's maybe too much black in their closet, or too much of the color white even. It's one of the two of those where I see people have just too much of one color. The other thing that's funny, and everybody has colors that they can wear besides just those two. The other thing is I'll see girls that just have way too many shoes or too many belts or guys that have way too many hats. So, you know, if the hat smells and it has sweat stains, it's got to go. You know?
Yes.
It's gotta go. So I think that's another thing that people are guilty of as well, is that they'll buy the same thing over and over instead of, you know, making sure they have the classic pieces and finding the best fit for themselves too. That's another thing. That's a whole another conversation.
Oh, wait. Before we get to fit, give us, what's the rule as far as clothes that you don't wear? What's the rule? I've heard, like, if you haven't worn it for a year, get rid of it. Do you have any guidelines as far as that goes?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I think a year can be a little harsh. You know, we have our up years and our down years, and there's times where that fabulous sequin gold dress may just be sitting in there because you had nowhere special to go that year. So I wouldn't say just get rid of it. I think it's a piece-by-piece decision. But that being said, it is important to do a little spring cleaning, a little, you know, fall wardrobe look through, and make the time, because I also tell people that if you go through your closet and get it organized, you can save on average, you know, 20 minutes a day, and you add that up at a whole week's time, and that's a lot of time. And not only is time, you know, precious, time is money. So a lot of women that I work with and men, I teach them ways to prepare every night for the next day so that they're not wasting time of, oh, where's that shirt? Where's the belt that goes with this and that? Because that is a huge problem for most people.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. My husband's good like that. Every night before he goes to bed, he takes out his shirt and his suit, what he's going to wear the next day, and hangs it up outside.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about clothes? Okay. And I know everybody deals with this. You have a favorite pair of pants or a skirt or pair of shirts, and they're a little snug and you didn't get to wear them this summer. Do you hold on to them for next summer?
Here's what I say. If you're going to be health conscious and make the effort to make them less snug, then keep them. But if you're just going to keep it as is, then they're going to be just as snug the next summer, and then 4 summers later, they're going to still be in there.
Okay.
So I think that's part of it, too, is, you know, a lot of women have that. They say, okay, I've got my, you know, I'm feeling bloated. These are my feeling bloated clothes. These are my, you know, oh, these were after my baby clothes. I might have another baby, all those kinds of things. And with women, you know, a lot of women, their weight can fluctuate anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds in a month naturally. That's beyond just whether you're healthy or not, you know, because of our cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is important to sometimes have that range of clothing so that, you know, when you are feeling a little more bloated, you've got that. Or if you're feeling, you know, you're feeling a little more trim, you've got something else.
Yeah.
But if it's 4 sizes different, then, you know, that's when we've got to let it go.
Okay. I got it.
This is fascinating because, you know, listening to you talk, Kachita, I really get the sense that you thought really deeply about these questions and about your answers. This is not something you've come up with, you know, last weekend. This is something you live.
No. Yeah, you know, I'm really passionate about it, and I think that's what's important in life. Is I've been very lucky to, you know, work in amazing places and have wonderful jobs and, you know, do crazy things and travel the world and throughout all of those jobs, you know, working at E! Entertainment for MTV, MGM, Netflix, through all that, there was always a consistent passion for me on the side, and that was fashion. And I, to this day, still have people that I worked with 10 plus years ago that will call me and say, Kachita, I've got, you know, my high school reunion coming up and 20 years and I didn't even go to the 10 year. I want to look really good. Help me pick something up. Or I'll have girls that will FaceTime me out of the blue and be like, help me pick out a date night outfit, you know, whatever it may be. And it was something that was consistent. I mean, girls would come to me, bring like a box of clothes to work and be like, okay, help me pick something out for this weekend. So
But that goes back to what you were saying. You're obviously well put together. You go to work and people would constantly say, wow, you look nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, you would be the person to go to for help. If you're if you're lame in the fashion department and you see somebody that's coming to work every day that looks, that's well put together, Yeah, I totally get that. And then, of course, I hope you started charging for it.
Yeah. Now
well,
there's a couple of things, though, that we really have to explore. One thing is, Kachita, okay. You haven't released your tax information yet, so we have to have that.
And her health record.
And her health record. We cannot go forward with this interview. And
you know what?
Well, I'm sorry. You know, and we have to know when were you an ugly duckling? I mean, were you an ugly duckling in ninth grade or 10th grade? And how did you take that pain and that suffering, turn it into
you know,
cheetah?
You're hilarious. You know, I will tell you, I can't say like every girl, because some girls, you know, are beautiful their whole lives. I have to tell you, I had my phase, and my parents have the photos and would be happy to share them with you to prove my ugly duckling phase. You know, with my parents being so different, my mother grew up in Puerto Rico, my dad's from Nebraska, German and Irish, you know, they are polar opposites. But so, you know, they, like, I had a stage, I would say probably in like sixth grade, I had braces, wonky glasses, a pretty interesting haircut. Mm. You know, my mom was one of the moms who wouldn't let me shave my legs like before everyone else. So, and I'm, you know, brown skin. So, and boys would make fun of me. The other thing, I have big lips, you know, I'm Puerto Rican. Can't help it. It's natural. Boys would make horrible fun of me because of my lips. I mean, and I would go home crying. My mom always told me, you're right. My mom always told me, she said, do you know Madonna pays for her lips and everybody pays for their lips? Someday you're going to be happy you have big lips. And I was like, you're right.
That's right.
I'm happy. So I wouldn't take them back now. That's true.
No, absolutely.
No.
The website is extremely well put together. Do you have a partner that does that, or did you hire someone?
No, actually, I did all that myself.
Okay.
So I'm kind of a jack of all trades, but that's kind of my tech geeky side there. And, you know, for me, the website's just a great landing place, but I really love Instagram and social media outlets. So that's kind of one of the other places. It's a great way to see what I'm doing and where I am and who I'm with and what I think is in style right now.
Instagram.
And that's just at Style on the Spot.
Style on the Spot.
Yeah, I'm adding it. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of fashion bloggers that I follow religiously. I've been following them for years, and I am adding Style on the Spot to my little, very short list. It's less than five.
Yay, thank you.
There you go. There you go.
In the top five.
There you go. Yeah, I'm very picky about it. But you know what I love about the – Joe, I don't even know if you're familiar with fashion bloggers. I mean – I go through each morning and I check those three or four pages that I have, and they show their different outfits that they're posting that day. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something, nine out of 10 times, I'm like, yeah, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah. That 1 out of 10 time, I see something and I'm like, that will work for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it goes into my repertoire, and it's something I go back to time and time again. And it's not just the clothes, the way they put the outfit together. Sometimes it's a hat, or sometimes it's the way they wear a scarf or a belt a different way of putting a completely different shoe with an outfit that you would never think of before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. And I do the same thing. You know, it's funny because that's the direction right now of shoppers. You know, we have almost 85% of the U.S. population does online shopping. It has become the way people shop. And I wake up every morning, I look at, you know, local stores even, because I find sometimes they'll only buy, you know, two or three of something. So then you don't see five other people in town wearing what you want to wear. So like Catwalk in town is great with that. And Eclat, Margaret O'Leary, William B. and Friends. And so I'll check their social media accounts. Beehive's another great one too. And I'll look at their accounts, and I'll even, if I see something I like, I'll call them and say, hey, I just saw this on Instagram. Will you hold it for me? And they're great about it.
We
but yeah, so I love that.
we regularly talk with people in, you know, the foodie space in the South Bay is just exploding. We have some of the finest, literally finest chefs in the world creating these amazing dishes and amazing food here. We have craft brewery exploding in the South Bay. I see this. I mean, I love your Facebook page because it takes some effort. As you say, you're a geek, so I get it. It takes some effort to have a sense of proportion, and I love that your profile picture is hashtag SOS.
Yeah.
On the spot.
Yeah.
That's so branding.
I kind of tried to brand that to people because it came up. I was out and I saw this girl and she was wearing such an amazing outfit. And I just said, you're still on the spot right now. And it just kind of led to all of this. And one of the things I think is that so often, with girls too, and men and women, people don't compliment each other anymore. I think it's something that it's just as people say, chivalry is dead. I do think that sometimes compliments have died a little bit, and a compliment can go a long way. Mm-hmm. You never know, when you look at someone, you never know what their story is. You never know what maybe the kind of day they've had or what they may be going through, or maybe they just need a little bit of a confidence builder. And I'm very honest about it. If I give you a compliment, if I give someone a compliment, it is truth. It's never fluff. If I'm saying I like something, I really like it. Mm-hmm. Unlike, the movie Clueless, where she would just say she likes it. So I'm a believer in it's really good to remind people. Like, when I see a woman that's put together and is just owning it, I love letting her know because, she left the morning doing it. She left her house that morning hoping to express that she is looking and feeling good. And maybe she's on. She was just trying to look good.
Right.
Yeah, no, you know something, you're right. The compliment thing, when I see a guy or a gal, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I see somebody that whatever they're just rocking, whatever they're wearing, I don't even have to know them. I could be walking by them on the street, and I'll just be like, you're rocking that outfit, or love those shoes, or great outfit.
Right.
Or, it'll just come right out, whether I know them or not, complete stranger on the street. And I'll just say, love the outfit. Yeah. And you know something, Conchita, you're so right. I'll never forget this. This happened a couple of years ago. I was meeting some friends, some girlfriends, and I had parked my car and I was walking down the street to, I think it was Shea Melange, and I had just bought a new pair. They were red wedgies, open toe shoe slingbacks, very casual, right?
Mm-hmm. And I
had on a pair of jeans and a simple top. And what I did last minute, I rolled up the jeans, right? Just
a little bit. I love that look.
And I'm walking down the street and this woman walks by me and she goes, great shoes. And I was like, thank you, but just by rolling up the pants a little bit to showcase the shoe made all the difference.
Yeah.
And it makes your day. And I remember that compliment years later.
And made your day.
It did. It does.
It makes your day. And one of the things I love is I see that in the local stores, and it goes back to what you guys were talking about. We have such a strong foodie kind of love here in the South Bay, and it's growing. But one of the things is that I realized is that fashion here just has not gotten the love it deserves. We have so many amazing local stores and so many places to go. And one of the things I love is that you get that personal attention when you go into these stores where they'll tell you if something looks good or it doesn't. And that and it's getting a compliment from a stranger, it is so helpful. So if I don't have my girlfriends to go shopping with, I know I can still go and I'll have someone who's going to be honest with me.
Right.
Yeah. And not only that, my experience has been, it's really funny because I'm not much of a shopper. When I need something, I go out and I get it. I have a wedding to go to. Oh, let me go get a dress. Or, oh, I need a new pair of black slacks or whatever. When I need something, I will go out and get it. I'm not a shopper. I don't care for the experience. But when I do go into shops, when I need something, from year to year, these shop owners will remember me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I'll, It happened recently. I went into a boutique in Manhattan Beach. I think it was Waverly. And I came in, I was looking around, and the gal behind the counter said, she said, didn't you buy, you weren't you in here last, the end of last summer, and you bought that blue and white strap? And I said, yes. I couldn't even believe that you remembered that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I find that with, like, Yaya's Boutique, Lulu's Nouvelle, they will, in Boulevard, actually, they'll pick up the phone and they'll call you. They'll let you, they'll even say, oh, hey, we know you like this and we've got this coming in. And to me, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, no, we've definitely got the shops. Joe, before we go any further, we need to do a station break.
Let's do that. We're having a fascinating discussion, ladies and gentlemen. This is the South Bay Show, and we are doing a style crawl. I think that's the only word that describes it. This is a wonderful discussion about style and about the meaning of style and about Pareto's principle, 80-20 rule.
I didn't know the 80-20 rule also applied to fashion. I love this.
Isn't it?
I love this.
I think it's fascinating.
Do you think the 80-20 rule applies to the 20%?
Probably, yes.
Oh, my goodness. This is a new concept that we need to look into more.
I think it's fascinating, but it comes from someone who really invests the time and the effort to think deeply about these things, style. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. 714, area code 714-242-5288. We're having a fascinating discussion about style with Conchita Hines, the queen of style.
Style on the spot. SOS.
Style on the spot, SOS.
Send up a smoke signal, SOS.
Now, Conchita, I have to ask you, since you're such a geek, obviously very, very good at web design and development, you've done a wonderful job. The Facebook page is fascinating and really well done. Who owns stylecrawl.com?
Well, you know, I do not know, but as we've learned with, you know, my fellow geek Joe, I think, you know, a lot of people will just buy up URLs and then try to sell them for way too much money.
Yes.
And what I've learned is you can own the URL, but if I own all the social media and I've trademarked it and I've copyrighted, you're never really going to be able to do something with it.
Well, I feel, you know, you're obviously a professional with branding. I feel that Style Crawl could become its own, like, you could do a television show called Style Crawl, or you know, Style on the Spot. Yep. Really is very, very compelling as a brand.
Thank you. That's part of my dream. After doing a lot of producing and television and in a lot of different capacities, my dream would be to take this nationally and to be able to have girls essentially submit their friends or coworkers and get, you know, send out the SOS call, smoke signal, and then help them kind of revamp themselves. I think that's truly actually part of my dream and part of what I'm building with this brand.
What a great vision. And also, I think, you know, there's a tremendous sort of service component to the idea 80-20, you know, we only use 20% of our closets. Why don't we donate those things we're not using? And so you could create a wave of donation across the country of people donating clothing to less affluent, you know, needy families, and that could be extremely helpful.
Yes, you know, I have a dear friend who works at a local high school, and a couple years ago, as I was building this whole brand and concept, he told me about an experience with a student at his school that had that really affected him. And the student had been made fun of because some kids were like, why do you wear the same shoes every day? And why do you wear the same shirt every day? And this kid was just getting ridiculed. And, you know, I think in this day and age, a lot of teachers, students, they try to let the kids handle it with themselves. And this student just kind of kept taking it, and finally burst out and was like, leave me alone. This is all I have. So this administrator asked the student into his office and said, is that true? You know, I didn't want to intervene or say anything at the time, but is that true? And the student, you know, kind of looked down at his shoes and said, yes. And it really affected this friend of mine. And I heard the story and my heart just broke that here in this community and a beautiful place like where we all live, mm-hmm. that something like that could even be happening. You know, I think we all live in this full, sunny, gorgeous paradise and think that, you know, everybody is okay and most people have what they need. And I've been fortunate to be a part of Sandpipers, a wonderful local charity organization. And so I just did a call out on our Facebook page and I just said, here's the situation, I'm looking for clothes. And I can't even explain to you. I got an entire car full of clothing. People went out and just bought brand new clothing. They went through their husband's closet. They went through their son's closet and they provided. And it was so beautiful in that mm-hmm. moment. And I realized mm-hmm. so many of these people had extra clothing that they were bringing from their children or their husbands or their boyfriends, whatever it may be. And in that moment, I thought there's got to be a way that we could give back. And that's so big of the style. Like that's a big part of the style crawl for me. And the most important part of this weekend is that aspect.
Right. This is really, really important stuff. You know,
let's get into the details of style crawl.
Let's
I want to hear
into
exactly
it.
What
sure.
style crawl
let's
is.
Do it.
Yeah.
What
Tell
is style crawl?
So, you know, when it comes to style crawl, the best way to explain it is if when people hear the word style crawl, it may sound similar to a bar crawl.
Right.
So essentially think a bar crawl, but for your closet. So essentially it's an event that's going to be starting up at Metlocks in between Petros and Nick's. We'll have check-in there. So as an attendee, you check in, you get a wristband. If you're 21 and over, you'll be able to do some wine tasting prior to the crawl. And you get a cute shopping bag filled with some discounts for local businesses, also some NYX makeup. You'll also get some just kind of fun goodies in there and treats. Then you're going to head up to above the Coldwell Banker, and we've got a VIP reception for all the VIP ticket holders from 12 to 2, but general check-in, once they check in at 2, they get to go to this area and do some wine tasting, and then you get to shop until 6 p.m., and we have over 30 stores that have provided discounts from anywhere from 10% off to 50% off, and
wow.
Essentially, you are given, when you're given your bag, you're also given a map and a passport, and it's a style crawl pass. And essentially in that little passport, there is a page, a section for every store. And the goal is that we really want to incentivize people to go into every store that's a part of the crawl. So when you go in, you're given a hashtag stamp for coming into the store, just for going in. If you buy something, you get an additional stamp. And then along the way, we've got some gold stores that have some surprise things that you can do to get an additional stamp. So as you shop, you've got there's treats and yummy drinks along the way, non-alcoholic. And then basically there are stamp stops. And when you get to a stamp stop, you'll have your passport checked. And if you have the correct amount of stamps that you should at that point, you will get to enter into drawings. And if you have extra stamps, you get to enter into additional really cool drawings. So essentially, every one of these stores has provided beautiful items for our raffle. So everything from, you know, a $400 pair of sunglasses to an entire workout outfit to, you know, we've got eyebrow waxing to new set of lashes to cute beach bags and all kinds of fun stuff. So we really wanted to not just incentivize girls to go in, but to shop as well. And then I think one of the things that's also important to note is that we have, in hopes that we get a lot of the attendees, and anyone in the community is welcome, even if they're not coming, to drop off clothing of good quality to be donated to the 1736 Family Crisis Center. So the local center is going to accept the clothes. Essentially, you know, they have a lot of families that come and that are in need, and especially a lot of women that come there, and this is a great way to kind of give back to them. The day.
I love
quick
this.
Overview.
And the discounts in addition to all
and the
that.
Discounts, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And we love discounts. I love finding a good sale.
Well, tell us some of the stores that are participating.
All right, absolutely. We've got Boulevard, we have Eclat, we have Diane's Beachwear and Mickey's. We have Lulu's Nouvelle and Margaret O'Leary. We've got Beautiful Jewels with Leisha B. Jewels. Even some of the bigger stores got involved, like Free People, which we're super excited about. William B. and Friends. We've got Yorktown and Tabla Rasa. We have Yaya's Boutique. We've got Trina Turk as well. Trilogy Spa is involved, and they're doing 30% off of everything in their store, which is great. And they are raffling off a really amazing treatment. Manhattan Denim. We've got Grey Goods, Fringe, Fresh Produce has some beautiful things on sale. So that's just a few of the stores.
Wow.
Right there.
Oh,
right.
This sounds great.
It is fantastic.
Yes.
Very well organized.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get my passport.
Well, now tell me, have you done a style crawl elsewhere?
You know, actually, no, I haven't. I've been fortunate to run really large events and in South Bay and out of South Bay for different charity things, and then I've had some smaller fashion events, but this is definitely the largest event style event that I've done. And you know, I have been so fortunate to have the support of the city and the Business Bureau. And really surprisingly, I came to them with this idea thinking that they would think I was crazy. And, you know, it really kind of was all about, tell me when the stores see a dip in sales. And I said, I've got a solution.
Kachita, I already can see it. when your first meeting with Kelly Stroman, the executive director of the Downtown Business Association in Manhattan Beach, her eyes got really big, and she says, I love it!
Yeah. You know, Kelly has been, she's been truly an amazing, inspiring woman and has been so supportive, and I couldn't have asked for a better partner in crime for this wonderful event, and truly, you know, that's just, it just shows the light of South Bay and that beauty that we have. So much support. I think one of the other cool things is that we have so many female business owners in one area, and you know, and they are very supportive of one another. And I really, I'm very proud of that.
I wonder if that's because it's really hard work. Retail is hard work, and there are a lot of female business owners, Jackie, in Manhattan Beach.
Oh yeah. Maureen McBride and Tiffany Mesko, and there's a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
No. And you know something? They're tight. You know, they're very tight. Yeah. And again, that goes back to our South Bay. Joe, we have to come up with a phrase for this, because unlike other places here in the South Bay, everybody is so supportive of each other, even if you're a direct competitor.
Yeah.
Even if you're a direct competitor, even if you've got a clothing boutique and across the street there's somebody with a clothing boutique, they're all supportive of each other because they know it. You can't do it on your own. You know, it takes a village. I hate using that phrase all the time, but it's true. And they're all incredibly supportive of each other. But I'll tell you, Kachita, I mean, I'm excited. Yep. This is happening in downtown Manhattan Beach this weekend. I can easily see this spreading all over the South Bay. I can see you doing this in downtown Hermosa. I can see you doing this in Riviera Village. I can see you doing it all over the place.
I'd love to.
It's a fantastic
I've actually had some. Mm-hmm. It's great. I've actually had three other Chamber of Commerces reach out to me and ask if they can come to the event to come check it out. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah. Chambers, I hesitate to give you advice. You're such a smart business person, but
no, I love advice. I'm a big believer in good, you know, advice and constructive
chambers
criticism.
Chambers are permanent fixtures of communities, and they are fabulous business partners.
yeah, we partner with them.
That's good.
Jackie, did you have that in mind originally, partnering with Chambers?
No, that wasn't. I cannot take credit for that. No,
but it has worked out tremendously well. When you know, Kachita, we had the idea that we wanted to do this not as by night thing, but as a when do you ever get to the end of local events happening that people should be aware of? Never.
You're right. And it's the heart of the community. It's what keeps it beating, right, is having these types of events. You know, it's so important to continue that support, because it's heartbreaking to see when people, we love seeing expansion in South Bay. I know that there are people who are like, let's just leave it the way it is, but that's not going to happen. And, you know, I am a believer in reminding people, hey, we've got so much here, you know, and to come check it out.
Right.
Yes, I agree. And, let's go back to fashion for a second, okay? I got a question for you. And this is an important question. This is an important question. In almost any situation, Kachita, can you ever be overdressed?
You know, my friends, if they heard you asking me this, they probably would all be laughing, because I would always, always rather be overdressed than underdressed. One of my biggest pet peeves is in the world is to be underdressed somewhere.
Yes.
So even when I go, you know, back to the Midwest to see friends and family, I'm always probably overdressed. But I would it's just part of my nature. I mean, even as a little girl, like, I would go to school and I had my school clothes, and then when I came home, I would change into my play clothes. I really was even particular then, but no, I believe you can't ever be too overdressed. You know,
thank you.
If you look good and feel good, that's all that matters.
All right. Glad to hear that. I had to ask. I'm so glad to answer that. I agree with you 100%. Okay, you hear that, everybody out there? You can never be overdressed.
Yeah.
Right.
You wouldn't get this, Joe. Joe, you wouldn't get this, but it's a very important thing.
No, and I'm looking on Kachita's Facebook page, and I see, you know, pictures of like a guy, t-shirt, a nice necklace, jeans, nice kicks, and then this woman next to him that's gorgeous. And I guess that's fashion, right? He's jeans and she's gorgeous. Is that fashion?
Well, it's a different standard.
Different standard. It's a double standard.
Well,
guys,
guys
are lucky. Guys are lucky. I'm a believer with guys. It's the simple things. You know, some good t-shirts, a variety of colors, nice fitting pants. The worst thing is when I see a guy that has a baggy butt.
It just
hurts me. and jeans. Guys are simple. You've got a nice and the accessories. Guys are lucky. Like with girls, we change our accessories to match our outfits. Guys, it's like you just need one good watch and a few nice belts, and boom, you're done.
Yeah.
So you're lucky. No complaining.
And another thing, Joe, that you may not be aware of, but women, contrary to popular belief, women don't dress for men. Women dress for other women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're going someplace and you walk into a room, you're way more interested in what the women are thinking you look like than what the men are thinking you look like.
This is inside information.
Yeah, no, you didn't know that. You didn't know that.
Well,
you know, that's part of why when you go to a party or an event or something and you see the guys dressed down, and yet all the women are in, you know, looking their best. Yes.
Because if women dressed for men, they would be naked. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Or in some beautiful lingerie. But, women absolutely dress for other women. There is nothing better. Yeah, you know, the guys come up to you and say, oh, you look good. Doesn't matter. Doesn't count. It's the other women that come up to you and they say, wow, I love your outfit. Yep.
I can't think of his name right now, but a famous podcaster in the tech world, I'll think of his name in a minute. He always used to take a phrase out of the show and then make that the title of the show. And
oh, I love that.
It's an interesting concept, and I think the title of our show would have to be, if women dressed for men, they would all be naked.
Yeah, okay, well, we're not going that route.
No. The fashion that men, sort of like on women, I mean, what they focus on are the revealing aspects or the contouring aspects, or, you know, there's just a few areas that men focus
on. It's the sex thing. It's the sex thing.
Yeah. It's the sex thing.
Yeah.
But I think, Kachita, when women think of accentuating some part of their body with their couture, what do they think about number one and number two?
Well, number one, I mean, it's hard to say that every girl thinks the same thing, but I would say when they're dressing for their body, number one, they're dressing for, it's not compliments, but they're dressing to impress. And quite often it's not guys, it's girls, their friends, women they work with. So that's part of it. And I think the second thing is do they feel good in it? There's a feeling when you put on a perfectly like fitting pair of jeans, I mean, you know, where they are just like, they fit like a glove. There is something that does for the soul. It's just part of, like, I can't even explain it. It's just, it's true.
Mm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I think what about guys? Like when you dress, tell me, Joe, what are the first two things that you think when you find something? With guys, I think it's different.
Comfort. Comfort and cleanliness. And I'm just going down the guy list. Comfort, cleanliness, and then I think a third, but always pretty much a third, is message. I'm trying to send a message. Now, if I'm going to dress for, you know, a party like Richstone Family Center party that Jackie and I attended recently, I would dress with a really nice, colorful, like Tommy Bahama shirt with palm trees on it. That's my party dress.
I like that. Okay. So you're expressing I'm a chill guy. I'm laid back, but I have a really good time wherever I go.
Right.
Am I right?
That's good. That's good. She knows me, Jackie.
She's a professional, Joe. She's a professional.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You're good. You are very good.
No, I like what you're saying about, you know, dressing. I like the message part, you know, because I have to do that too. When I am, you know, I have a meeting or I'm doing a pitch to somebody, you know, for whatever it is, I have a certain, I want them to see a certain me.
Sure.
You know,
right.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I got to ask you, Kachita. Joe, this is something that I've often dreamed about. Being a blogger, being in the blogosphere, you know, Joe knows that I get invited to a lot of stuff, you know, and I'm South Bay centric, right? So I'm strictly in South Bay, but I get to go to openings, you know, and events and restaurants and stuff. But the fashion bloggers, oh my God. If I could do it all over again, I would totally be a fashion blogger. Do you get solicited by designers for them to, you know, for them to hey, we want to give you some clothes to work with and put on your blog? Do you get invited to all these great locales to do photo shoots and that stuff? Because the blogs I follow, oh my God, the lives they live, unbelievable.
Yeah, It's amazing. You know, it's really funny because you know, we're talking everything is going online, and I've been very fortunate. My following has grown, and you know, a lot of that is so much so it's tagging, and that people who are looking for someone like you can find you. And so I, you know, I'm very particular in the tags that I pick on and choose and add to my pictures, because it's funny. I have gotten a lot of outreach like that for events and or not just even clothing, but brands that you see in the grocery store that are like, hey. But I think that's kind of the beauty of where we are in this day and age, is that, you know, that's how big brands, corporate brands are now starting to get the word out. They're not spending tons of money, as much money on commercials, maybe fewer commercials, and then reaching out to influencers, essentially. And that's the funny thing, is that you can become an influencer by your Facebook account or an Instagram account. You can influence people all over. And I've gotten some really beautiful messages too from girls, just about, you know, inspiration. And I love that. That's, you know, that's why I do what I do.
Yeah, inspiration. That's it. That's the key. That's it right there.
I'm really impressed, and I have to say, Kachita, you're the first fashion blogger that I am tempted to follow. I want to follow you, and I want to help, you know, give my wife suggestions and ideas. And
yeah.
I think this is going to be fun.
Yeah, no, it is. It's all inspiration, Joe. It really is. A lot of these fashion bloggers. It's so. Are you familiar with Atlantic Pacific, Kachita?
No, but I will check them out.
Yeah, that it's one of my favorite ones.
I love learning new ones.
It's all inspiration. As I said, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll say, "Oh, it's cute, but not for me. Cute, but not for me." But then you get that one thing that you know will work for you. And that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very well designed.
Let's get the contact information, website, and stuff for a style crawl.
Right.
Yeah. So anyone could go to MB, so Manhattan Beach, but MB Style Crawl 2016.eventbrite.com. So that's EVENTBRITE.com. So it's MB Style Crawl 2016.eventbrite.com. And that's where you can buy tickets. We are almost sold out of our VIP tickets, but we still have some left. And then we've got some, you know, general admission tickets available still, and would just really love to invite anyone in the community out to crawl with us.
Wow.
It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be a great day. Lots of fun.
I love the concept, and it's so unique. I think you really hit a home run here.
Thank you.
And you can also just go to eventbrite.com and type in style crawl.
It's on my website,
yep,
too. It's listed on my website, and it was also in the weekend guide yesterday. So.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep. Right.
And if people want to see more of, you know, what stores are providing, or today I'm going to be posting about some of the raffle items, they can follow me on Instagram or go to Facebook and just type in style on the spot to find me.
You know,
style on the spot.
What also impresses me about this is you have an event. You're charging for tickets, but a lot of your physical infrastructure is already in place. I mean, the shops and it's very inexpensive to put up tables for refreshments and stuff like that. You don't have to create a venue.
No, that's the best part, is, and especially with Manhattan Beach, you know, Coldwell Banker really was lovely and provided their space for the VIP party, which is huge. So, and that in itself, that just goes to show, even they're not even a store, and they're willing to support this event, which was just really exciting.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen, Kachita Hines, Style Crawl, styleonthespot.com. Fantastic. And of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.